You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things.
Just wish it could get better.
It could get better, but nothing seems to stay the same.
That's me every day of my life.
Yeah. I'm Chris. Chris Larita.
Mm-hmm. Kind of watching like the back hold- with his arms crossed, just being like...
Trying not to laugh.
Yeah. I'm Jacqueline, I think.
Yeah.
Just being like...
Who am I? Maybe Melissa.
Yeah, you're Melissa, kind of like being like, this is fucking crazy, but we'll talk about this later. And in the moment, just being like, oh.
The original Teresa, the original Melissa.
Yeah, without
OG
her.
OG knows.
Totally. She's had, I was actually watching, because that clip is now viral because of TikTok, so I was watching, I was watching it, and I was like, wow, her face has changed.
Dramatically.
So much. And like, she looks
great. She looks great.
She looks great. She looked great before her. But I was just
Me and Tracy always say this. Of all the Housewives shows, I think that Jersey, they always get the best stuff. They've always like done up. Like, Teresa cleaned up. Margaret's looking great. Dolores is like queen of the surgeries and she looks great.
Even Kim G looks great with her facelift.
Oh.
You know? Like even when like she was on and she appeared and she'd clearly gotten like a lift.
Yeah.
Like they do it well. You're right.
Margaret's friends with her, I think.
Really?
Never hung out with her.
But you're like friends with Margaret, right?
I'm friends with Margaret, but I've never like hung out with Kim G. So.
Well, let's make that happen.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to go to Jersey City.
Yeah.
Take the path.
Oh, yeah. It's for her condo that overlooks the waterfront. Mm-hmm. So you can see the fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I'm joined today by Carrie O'Donnell.
Hello.
He's back a again. Former guest. It's like the,
former guest, former roommate, former
current
friend.
Current co-host.
No, I'm just kidding.
Sexy Unique podcast.
Yes. On all channels.
Anywhere you listen. Happy late St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. Thank you for, you know, as an Irish, as an Irishman myself, it's my day.
It's your day.
Mm-hmm.
It's your day.
It was ruined. It was.
Was needed to happen.
Yeah, I haven't really celebrated it in a while, but I am like, I actually just did Ancestry.com during lockdown. Mm-hmm. And then my boyfriend went back and like did family trees based on Ancestry.com for like my family and his. And I'm like so boring and just mostly Irish.
Yeah.
So it should be, I felt no pride. We'll just say that this year.
I don't want to do Ancestry. I just don't want to give anyone my DNA.
Yeah.
That didn't even land. I don't even know what that means.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Did I ever tell you that time when... Because remember I used to work for I guess I'll name him Dove.
Yeah.
Remember that whole portion of my life?
I think about you every time I drive by a Los Angeles Apparel sign. Because now it's just that. I always think about you.
If anyone doesn't know, I used to work for American Apparel in an earlier life. But I worked for...
You were like his right-hand man.
Yeah, I worked pretty much directly underneath him. And he would come to New York and we would visit places. And we went to Jersey. We went to Hoboken for some, I forget what it was, but we went to Hoboken we did not know, we didn't think about what the day it was,
yeah,
what day of the week, and it just happened to land on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Holy shit.
Right by the train too. We had like gotten out of his car and they were just like crazy drunk white people fighting in the streets. And he was like, he's from Canada, so he didn't even know like what the big, and he was just like, what the fuck is going on? And all these people wearing green and had beads on, and they were like, it was noon and people were fighting in the street. They like, some woman pushed a guy over a motorcycle.
No.
And the motorcycle, they rolled over it on the cobblestone streets, and then someone was vomiting against a lamppost. And we were like, this is nuts.
Hoboken is also like very hilly. So like, yeah, your traction is not good there. And also, yeah, the look is a t-shirt with a long sleeve shirt underneath it. Boot cut jeans and like square toed shoes for the guys,
and a top hat.
Uh huh. And like the girls are also wearing that, but wearing like Birks or something.
Yeah.
Straight culture is
wild.
Truly, especially. I mean, it's like when I would not leave my apartment when I lived in New York when SantaCon was happening. So it's it's just any kind of day where that? Straight that people. Is, that's like 2 weeks before Christmas. Right? 3 weeks.
No, is it, or I thought it was after. Oh yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's right
it
before
is.
Christmas. It's like the first or second weekend of January, and like, and I remember there'd be like alerts, like people would be like, "Don't go out in the East Village right now."
It's like a fucking.
Yeah, because you're like, okay, I'm gonna go get called faggot, and like,
yeah,
you know,
honestly, builds character.
Yeah, it does. But that's that
I wouldn't
would
take
be,
any of that back.
That would be harrowing for a Canadian to see that.
Yeah,
especially your boss.
I was going to say, New York is like almost fully open. I mean, there's going to be like soon, I think it's like next in April, I think it's going to be like 30% bars opening, wow. Like 30% capacity, sorry. Which is like, I think it's weird because I don't want to be in any bar that's 30% occupied. It's kind of like.
Yeah, I've been seeing people just like fully without masks in restaurants and in New York, just doing it.
Just fucking raw-dogging it.
I mean, you guys have been way more efficient and like about getting people eligible to be vaccinated. Like LA is very, I mean, we're getting it. We're the last few weeks we've picked up the pace a lot, but like I think like 30% of the city has been vaccinated, which is like pretty good considering where we were. But, I mean, New York is just like open.
Yeah. It's going to be a mess. I think it's already really bad, but I don't know. Good luck everyone.
Is Metropolitan open?
I think it's opening on Monday. Will said, I don't know that I ever want to go back.
Really?
It was a place that you and I spent a lot of time in our like younger years, but it's like, I don't
need. Have you grown out of it?
Yeah. I never even went that much, honestly, before the pandemic, like in the past recent years, you know? So.
Yeah. It's a very like mid 20s place.
Yes.
Late 20s.
Yes. And really stretched it.
Yeah. I mean, I have a ghost haunting there, somewhere there. There's a part of me still wandering around Metropolitan.
So New York is like opening slowly, but it's like every time that there's a new reopening, like every time that Cuomo announces like another reopening, I'm like, oh, another victim must have come forward.
Oh my God. Yeah, what's going
literally
on?
Literally, every time there's a victim, he's like, to appease it, he's like, and you get to open all of the clubs now. And everyone's like, oh, okay.
Wait, so what? I feel like it just totally went away, that news.
Because like, there's so much other shit.
Yeah, I guess that's
America
true.
America just starts reopening and all of a sudden there's like mass shootings. Yeah, so we're like, there
I mean,
we
that's,
go.
Yeah, there we go. I was like waiting. I was like, okay, now I feel like we're back to normal. So he's, so like there have been now, well, there's like a.
Not with the bang.
Yeah. There's like a litany of new
shootings.
People coming forward about Cuomo, like new women.
Oh, Cuomo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like 30-something. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's what I heard. Yeah.
I mean, are you surprised? Like,
no.
His family is...
No.
They just seem all like crooks.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's New York.
His brother, like, fought someone last year, right? Didn't he, like, fight
he
someone
his
saying...
his neighbor?
To be fair... And he said, like, he referenced that calling him some Italian slur was, like, the equivalent of, like, The M word. Yeah.
I can't. Oh, yeah. He was calling him a name. It was like, Fredo. I forget. Fredo.
From like
never
the Godfather.
I'm Italian. I've never heard that.
Yeah,
Fredo.
But like, he was like, you know what that means. I was like, is that?
I literally don't.
Yeah.
I'm like, my family's from Napoli. I don't know, but Napoli. Thank you. Napoli.
That's why you're so invested in New Jersey Housewives.
Very much so. We'll get into that.
Okay.
And especially, do you remember that trip when they went to fucking Italy and Joe called Teresa a cunt on national television?
Yeah. Also, just the trip where they went. The trip where they went to Santa Pusolini and Naples mm-hmm. with Caroline and like the family trip where they went on that like weird cruise. Yeah. That was the beginning of the end for Caroline and Teresa. She was like,
yeah, I hate this woman.
She was maxing out on her Teresa card. And like,
well, I was maxing out on that show around that time too. I mean, it got so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Sorry, what were you going to say?
What do you think is the most how can I phrase this? The moment in Housewives history where you've been like, this is shocking. Like, this is a lot. Like, this is, you know, everyone's got their own.
Let me think for a moment.
Yeah. Think on it. If it's not a man calling his wife a cunt,
I mean, that was
on air to a woman who's on the phone, who's clearly talking with? To a mistress.
I think Danielle's being chased through the North Jersey Country Club mm-hmm. was extremely shocking. And I also think Monique and Candace fighting was shocking.
I watched a lot of Love and Hip Hop in the past. Right. So Monique and Candace wasn't that shocking to me. I was like, oh, look, it's looking like VH1 now. This is okay.
But
all right.
I think it wasn't really, I mean, yeah, the fight, I've seen fights before on reality, so I wasn't like, but it was when Monique.
Yeah, used to go to Metro.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But it was when Monique went around like Terminator style and was like, mm-hmm. she ran around the parking lot because she was like,
actually running like the fucking T2 the liquid
with
cop.
With the spear hands.
Yeah, with the spikes.
She was fully like T-1000ing and was like,
with those fucking boots and that little vest.
Yes. And she was like,
I should be here for Halloween.
And she said, I'm going to kill her. And I was like, okay, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Because, like, I feel like that was not for that. Like, those women always, like, they were so great at, like, fighting and, like, barbing with words. Mm-hmm. So it was like, when that happened,
this is shocking, my God. Yeah.
So that was shocking. I'm trying to think of another one.
She's a runner. She's a track star. I want to see like a video of just like Monique, a supercut of her just running through there. She's like, a runner. She's a track star.
She looked like Sigourney Weaver in Aliens within that like giant robo suit. I also think Kim Richards was always, there was one moment when she was in season 2 when she was in a limo with that guy, Ken, that she was dating, who was also like a
She's so fucked up and she's so like
and she sticks her hand through the sunroof and pulls out a plastic bag with like bird shit in it and she was
it wasn't bird shit. I think you're literally making that up.
I'm not making it up. It was like full of like trash and like bird shit
and it was like a Ziploc bag full of like tissue papers or Kleenex or something, and she was like picking it out and he was like, please no.
But she was like,
I think she smelled it.
She was like, well, what is this? And it was, I remember just being like, oh my God. It looked like bird shit. Maybe that was insane.
Rewriting history.
Me?
Herstory.
Herstory is made.
I would say that Jackie calling to, or making the analogy about Gia being a cokehead that was pretty shocking.
Okay, so I'm catching up through clips mostly, and I need to just fully commit. And I'm also watching Danielle's live shows where she watches.
Oh, God.
I'm watching it through her eyes. But, like, so she's asserting that she didn't actually accuse her of it, but she made, like, a metaphor.
Like an analogy.
Right. But it seems like that's kind of a loaded analogy.
Because they live in Jersey.
Right. And Gia maybe did. Is she just excusing herself and being like, oh, saving face? Or what do you think? Because
I don't think Jackie like knows anything about Teresa's.
But Teresa, of course, went DEFCON.
Yeah, she does.
Because I was watching I was watching her live story, and she was like, well, I know what it's like to be accused of such things. And I was like,
oh. Well, let's be real, Danielle. Let's get real. She's Fox. What did she say? She said like scum. She said,
You wanna test me, scum fuck? Yeah.
She's such an old school crook. Like she's such like a from the 80s. She's like a scum fuck. You've really stiffed me on that deal with the cocaine. Like it's just like, you know what I mean?
Scum fuck. She's like Miami Vice.
Yeah, like when she was arrested for like prostitution, right? It's like you wouldn't even call her a prostitute. You call her a hooker. Like she's like an old, you know what I mean? Like she's like the old school turn. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Model by day, what's hooker
up,
by night.
What's she's up, also, bastard? Scum fuck.
Yeah, you scum fucks, motherfucker. She got arrested for kidnapping.
She's old school. I love it. Go off.
And like pistol whipping someone.
Put her on Mob Wives.
I would.
They wouldn't.
Yeah, I think that's. I mean, I want that show.
I don't think they can. I don't think Drita's like at all going to fuck with any of them. And honestly, it'd be kind of disrespectful with that big Ange there because she is the glue, you know? You know what is returning? Roni.
Mm.
What do you think?
The trailer.
What are your first thoughts?
Annihilated me. Ebony seems cool. I think she's, you know, she's Leah's friend, so she's probably, right, from before. So she's probably like funny and.
Yeah.
I think it's good to have like, it's cool that she's the first black housewife of New York.
The way they're going to have to do such media training before they let the women go out and do promo. They're going to be like, Ramona's going to show up with fucking Entertainment Tonight. It's great that we have blacks on the show now. It's just like, Ramona says blacks, I'm sure.
I mean,
you know?
Oh my God. I mean, in the trailer itself, like her.
She refers to the help.
Did she think Ebony was the help?
She references help
at some point, or like she couldn't get the name. She couldn't get the names right for her housekeepers. Yeah. I mean, that's like shocking. Not shocking, but like but it's still like
jarring.
Your jaws dropped. Like I was like, oh my God, when I was I like that they go to Salem. I think that's gonna be cool and weird. Because my really mom is from there, so I'm. You know,
yes, I am. I will say the Roni trailer, I'll just be completely honest, it looks like season 12, part 2. We're like just retreading a lot of the same stuff. It's like, no, there's the Real Housewives of New Jersey, like their trailer, like it had a clear overarching theme. You know what I mean? Cheating. Or like even Dallas had like a consistent like thread going through all of it that was like, this is the storyline. This was just like mania.
You know what? With Jersey always been itself, which I think is like they've never. I think New York. Okay, here's what I think. I feel like Jersey doesn't. You know, they're like one of the most popular franchises. Mm-hmm. They've been on forever. Now
New Jersey.
And
okay, yeah.
New Jersey, Rowan J. You know, and I feel like those women, even though they get, I feel like. If this is going to make sense, I feel like the New Jersey housewives, even though they're like larger than life, they've never really like bought their own myths.
Yeah, I feel like they
much.
Seem separated.
And I think New York,
you know what?
They do. And they don't
Teresa
seem like
doesn't
they're playing
the
to the fans that much.
She doesn't watch it, which I think is a benefit.
Well, I think that's
it's like, she
I think
doesn't,
that's great.
She doesn't, let's, yeah. Teresa's, let's be real, not quick enough to be manipulative. Like, I don't think that she, there's nothing about Teresa that's like, oh, I'm going to make up this storyline. I'm going to make up this rumor about Evan to have a storyline. No, she's not that smart. She's just literally doing it to be petty.
Exactly.
Like, and she doesn't care.
Totally. And I think those women are just like, they've always kind of fancied themselves that way. And that's what makes them so great to watch. But the New York Housewives, I feel like they've given in to like the fanfare more.
That's
what
they're
like. They've, Dorinda and Sonia, and Luann, of course, and even Ramona. Like they're, and I think Leah is like a great foil because she's new. But like, you know, I think
it's just gotten too meta.
They're not. It's not. It has, and it. Watching the trailer, I was kind of like, this feels like an impression. Like thinking about it after for like another day, I was like, this feels like an impression of New York City.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't feel like real. Like there was a trailer a few seasons ago when the first time they used the yeah. And that was like incredible.
Now it's like what they lean on every single season, and it's not experimental anymore. It just feels like, okay, you just, did we run out of,
yeah,
like,
yeah. And it feels like they're all like, they're just now leaning into their personas of what like gay Twitter wants them to be.
Yeah. It's like, lost a bit of the magic for me. But I mean, Lee is the reason that I'll keep watching, because I think that she's an interesting.
Yeah, she's great, and I think she's a really good addition, and I think her and Bethany probably would have clashed hard. So it's good that they weren't. That's what I feel.
Yeah, Bethany's kind of obsessed with her.
Really?
Yeah, she's like obsessed with Leah. It's crazy.
And I'm interested to see her and Heather, because I think they're going to butt heads.
She suggested Leah. She checks in all the time on the fucking show. It's weird. Did you see how she, well, we'll get into this in a minute, but she's got her engagement and all that stuff. She announced it on the same day as the trailer. Just like last year, she announced on the day that it dropped, there was something else that she announced. She does this consistently. It's weird.
It's creepy. It's creepy. As Kelly Benson would say.
It's creepy. It's weird.
It's really weird. Yeah, I think Bethany's can't handle. It's like, just give in and be on the show.
Just be on the show.
Like,
just be on the like, show.
Stop kidding yourself.
Bethany's queen.
You're
of
making
who's all going to be there? Hey, you want to come to this party with me? Who all's going to be there? It's, don't worry about that. Wow. Just come, or just, and then texting the entire time. Should I come? Is it fun?
Yeah. Is it weird?
Is it weird? Will I have a good time?
Oh my God. It's like everything has to be catered. And yeah, she's like that new deal she's gotten. I mean, she's.
Well, that's kind of done, I think, right? Because of COVID, I think it kind of.
Right. But I mean, her net worth is like increased a lot, I think, over the last few years. But it's like, just give in. Mm-hmm. Just not give in, but like, just don't kid yourself and just be part of it. It's what makes you special and you can be yourself. And when she's on the show, she makes it better. Mm-hmm. So. Just be on it, and I think she's better when she's on the show.
She's gonna be canceled in our lifetime. She's really doing it. She's like on overdrive.
She's flirting.
Yeah,
she's flirting with it.
She's
that
flirting with that
thing.
Yeah, she's really flirting with the line right now, and she's like obsessed with being. She's obsessed with Meghan Markle. It's weird. It's fucking. It's weird. It's weird, Bethany.
She. Yeah, I mean, she's a white woman. Yeah. You know, probably like, why is she getting this? You know, so it's like, obviously. I don't think she's, it's not overt, but it's like there's problematic layers to it, obviously. But I think, I mean, just last night she was like, is someone to come to my door and offer me a vaccine soon or what? And I'm like, okay, are you doing stand up on like Johnny Carson? You like Mrs. Maisel? Like what are you doing?
I know, she posted a Mrs. selfie Maisel? Today on Twitter. She's like, hi. I'm like, we ain't forget. Maybe leave a little more time. Maybe like wait another month. Go back inside. Mm-hmm. We ain't forget all that. Did you notice?
She's flirting with cancellation.
Definitely. Did you notice Leah wearing my hoodie in the trailer?
I saw that.
Love.
That's
incredible. I didn't know that she did that day. I knew that she was wearing it, but I didn't know that she was filming.
I need to get that hoodie.
You do.
It's that was awesome.
More relevant than ever now. I hate it here.
You should be just a recurring person on Roni.
No, I would never want to be on it.
No?
I'll just give, you know, product.
One day you should just come.
Just show up.
Yeah, just be like Leah's friend.
I probably am Leah's friend. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Did you see that? So Leah wrote on Instagram, she posted about the new season, and she said, a new era has begun, and posted a photo and whatever, it's airing this day on Bravo. Mary Cosby.
I saw that.
Did you see that? Showed up and she was like, whoa. Mary Cosby showed up in the comments and just randomly wrote, don't speak on the black. Wait, what is it? Leave the black girls alone. Speak on you.
What? I saw that and like I had to reread it a few times.
Yeah, because that's what you have to do with Mary.
I also feel like Salt Lake City is so separate too.
Yeah.
And to see her kind of
jump
gunning for like one of the top dog show, I was like, okay. I mean, I didn't really make sense, but I was kind of impressed. I was impressed
so
by
unwell
it
well that I can't help but stan. It's like
I thought it was, honestly, I thought it was kind of bold.
It was bold, but the thing is that she doesn't have, she probably either a confused her with, well, actually I know what the story is. I think that she was trying to comment on someone else's comment on the, like, she, you know what I mean? Someone was saying something about skin bleaching or something like that in the comments. It was a random follower. And then she thought that she was adding them, but because she's a boomer preacher. By the way, this is someone's preacher. Like fighting Instagram in the comment section, beefing with strangers, talking about calling people racist.
Not just not just preacher.
Yeah.
Cult leader.
Cult leader. She was, I mean, in the comments, she was calling people racist. She was like going back and forth with someone about skin bleaching and weaves and stuff. I was like, this is really, yeah.
I know she's, you know, I'm mostly kidding about, I mean, the cult thing, who knows if it's all alleged, I'll say allegedly, but I know that there's probably like lots of dark stuff about like the inner workings of like that business that they have and everything, yeah. But I can't help but stan her.
Yeah, it's like
and that reunion when she just like
fell asleep
but was also just inserting herself, yeah, into every, like, I was like, really where have
working
you been?
For her check, we're really
and, and she, I was like, okay, I was like, yes, she just solidified her place.
Yeah, she's definitely a colorist by her own standards. She's a colorist. She said it on her own reunion. So she's got a lot of layers that are fucked up, but
yeah, really fucked up and hard to watch. But
when a white person is racist or like colorist, I'm like, okay, so that's like, I can't at all fuck with that. Like, but if a black person is, I'm like, okay, so she's got a lot of work to do, and this is coming from a place of like, you know, extreme trauma. That's what she's working for. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah, I mean, it's, she grew up in like a
all
pretty much all white, yeah, area. And like she also, I mean, this is a whole other discussion, mm-hmm, but she also like entered into a strange situation at a, yeah, as a teenager.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, she was acting up. She was gangbanging in Little Rock, Arkansas. Like, she was really all up in those comments, just shoot, just picking fights. She really wanted smoke. Mary's on this season. I can tell. I can already tell her temperature is going to be hot this season.
Did Leah respond?
Leah didn't, but I was texting with Leah, and Leah was just like, when I sent it to Leah, she's like, what the fuck? She had no clue what was going on. She didn't engage, which is smart. Leah's just like, I don't know.
She disengaged from the conversation.
I don't know what Leah thinks about Mary. I mean, you know, because they're all Bravo, they probably all like, you know, are going to be cordial, I guess, to each other. But like, I think Leah's more just like, she kind of likes the kooky people. So I feel like Leah would like her. I don't know.
She's iconic. Yeah. I still think about the first episode when she just goes, where's Carrie?
Yeah.
Where's Carrie? That was like at Metro. Yes.
Bring Carrie to me. What did she say?
Where's Carrie? Let's have Carrie come.
Bring her
that
right
was you
here.
Being like, where the fuck's Carrie?
So I was going to say, yeah, no, Leah likes Teresa Giudice. She likes her a lot. She likes, who else?
How do you,
she likes,
I mean,
Margaret a lot.
Like about Teresa?
She likes all those people. She likes the good people. She's fun.
Margaret's great. I mean, also, like, you can't not, like, I know she's probably, like, a Trump person, but you can't not, Teresa's...
Who? Teresa?
Yeah.
I don't even consider her a Trump person because she's too dumb to even realize that she can vote. She didn't vote. She's like, I can't because I was in jail. It's like, well, actually, in New York or New Jersey, I think you can if you're, like...
Yeah.
It's one of the few places, but...
Whatever. I'm happy. She has a hot, you know, juicy lover and...
Does she?
Another Juicy Joe. I think he's... I was like, he's... He's cute.
I don't even know if I was Jennifer Aiden drunk, I still wouldn't fuck him. Yeah, but I don't care how many Aiden teenies I had. There's no
tossed
fucking way.
Over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a fireman.
Well, let's talk about Jersey. Actually, right before I got on, it was like, I was looking, someone sent me, where was it? Kelly Dodd is randomly like, she's always in Florida. Why doesn't Kelly Dodd just move to fucking Florida?
I can't even, she enrages me so much. Yeah, I can't even, like, she's such a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
No, it's totally fine. I don't think I'll be ever watching OC again. I mean, it would really have to, like, completely. I mean, I like Bronwyn, okay, but it's like, but, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with that show, but Bronwyn's the only person that I
fuck with.
Yeah, on that show. It's just garbage. And they would have to completely, I just don't care about OC. Sorry to all the listeners from the OC, but I don't care about OC as a locale. It's not, like, aspirational anymore. It's, like, kind of, there's been so many shows about OC. I feel like there's not even like famous restaurants besides like the what is it, the Quiet Woman. It's not like
and Tortilla Republic.
Like, even Potomac, there's so many parts, because most of America didn't even know what Potomac was until we saw it on television. And I feel like there's so much more.
It is aspirational.
But now it's like, what? How much of OC can you see? There's like the parking lot where Kelly's condo was. And
Kodo Insurance.
Kodo Insurance. And like, what landmarks do you have, you know?
Orange County is terrifying. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, it's scary. It's,
I went there and I felt like I was going to get gay bashed.
Yeah.
So it's scary. It's pretty. It's beautiful, but it's... And there's some parts that are, like, I think more liberal, but it's, on a whole, it's like a, you know, the Orange Curtain.
It is weird. It's real. What we grew up with knowing about the OC. Like, I mean, Laguna Beach was such a fun time, and then we grew up now, and it's like, this is miserable.
They were religious on that show. We just kind of glossed over that. Yeah. Morgan.
Well, I didn't even pay. I fast forwarded through her parts. LC wasn't. Like
they were all.
LC wasn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe Kristen definitely wasn't.
Oh, Kristen was.
Oh, and Jessica definitely wasn't. She was fornicating at 16.
Jessica? Alex S.
Do you have a favorite character?
From Laguna Beach?
Yeah.
Dieter.
Oh, I love Dieter. I like the boys.
Trey is hot. I've like looked him Trey's up on hot. LinkedIn before. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he lives in New York, I think.
Talent. I liked just saying talent, so maybe just what he represented. But I mean, I think like...
Yeah.
Low.
Laguna Beach is very similar to Real Housewives of New Jersey in that it has the most toxic women ever created, all kind of, and like nice girls and also them commingling, but then it has like a really great strong cast of men that are likable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, most of them are.
Yeah. I like Dieter. I like Polster.
Polster. Dieter was.
Dieter. Gay. No, he's not.
No?
No.
I feel like one of them's gay. One of them has to be gay.
There was a gay guy on it, but he had no speaking roles. He was like always.
Of course.
Yeah.
And why would he? Why should he?
Speaking of gay, did you see the Lil Nas X video today?
It's amazing. It's like, it reminded me of FKA Twigs cellophane video.
So good. The song is good. The song went viral like a long time ago. It's been on Twitter, TikTok. Been hearing it for months, waiting for him to release it.
Yeah. He's so hot.
He is so hot. He had to change the boxers, though. I didn't like those CK boxers. The part when he went down to hell and started giving Satan the lap dance and he had those tired boxer briefs. I was like,
I just love his humor and he just is really funny. And
yeah, it's like you can't really like come for him on Twitter or anything like that because he like was raised on the internet. He's a barb. So they, you know how they are.
Who is the guy? Was it 69 XX?
Oh yeah, XX.
When he
Tekashi 69 XX69. Might as well be
Tekashi 69. Came, tried to like make some gay joke about him, and he was like, "Is this you?"
It's like, sir, you literally have a rainbow lace front. Aren't you supposed to be? You're literally like, why are you tweeting right now? You're in witness protection program. Like, this makes no fucking sense. Like, you snitched.
You ratted and you
went to prison, copped a plea, got out, and you're in witness protection, but you're tweeting at people? I'm so confused. How does that work?
And also, like, sliding into DMs.
I just don't understand witness protection. Like, because Karen on Mob Wives was in witness protection for much of her life because of her father, who also copped a plea. And then she's like on a reality show. It's like, wait, so at what point do you just be like, okay, I'm going outside now. I'm like, it's like.
Maybe it's better to hide in plain sight.
It's like pandemic. It's you're like safer, people were just like, yeah, I'm in witness protection. And then finally they just get fed up. They're like, I got to go to Chili's. I can't live like this. I got to go to Cheesecake. I can't live like this. I got to go out and be me.
People just being like, I'm done.
I'm done.
Okay. Same.
Here's your name back. Good luck.
I mean, I think it's safer, probably safe. Like the Manzo is always, I mean, let's be real.
But they're in witness, they're not in witness protection.
No, but I mean, knowing just from the Dina stuff, like last year with the slapjack thing, you know, they're clearly like, probably crooked. But it's easier, I think, when you're... Sometimes it's better to hide, like, in front of everyone than...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
But we love the Lil Nas video. We love the song. Song of the spring.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll call it.
Let's go.
I saw the Tina doc.
You did?
I did. Thank you, HBO. HBO sent a screener. It was really... They sent a sweatshirt. It's here somewhere.
Let me just show you this.
Yeah. Oh my God, is that, what is that? Is that a house for Alan versus Pharaoh? Is that a house for the Alan versus Pharaoh?
No, it's HBO sent the
Because you know
best.
How they have the house sent, at the beginning of Alan versus Pharaoh?
They do, but this is from Sharp Objects. And they sent Amy Adams and Patricia Clarkson dolls for me.
Oh my God.
They send that. Oh, I saw
HBO
that you,
has money.
I saw that you posted and I was like, I want that shirt. That's great.
Yeah. They, HBO.
Good, and you get good stuff.
They are the best streaming service. All of their stuff is quality. Like everything from like the rollout of stuff and then all of the quality of all the documentaries.
They're the best. HBO Max is great. Like they are the best.
So I saw Tina. Even if you
think?
Know everything about her, still see it. It's amazing. The footage is great. It felt like a movie because it was so long. It was like 2.5 hours, but it was worth it.
Wow. I wish you could see it in IMAX.
Yeah, I know. I think that's probably what they probably originally intended or something. But just like halfway through the movie, like in about the half point, is where the movie, like the What's Love Got to Do with It? Like that's where that left off. And then it's like deals with everything that happened after that, which is like a whole other... Because they didn't really tackle like what happened after she left Ike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she was like a single mom and she was working in Vegas and trying to pay the bills. And she got stuck with all these like fees because they canceled tours. They canceled concerts and then got sued because of all of it. And he didn't have money. So it's just...
Good to work.
Yeah. And she was dealing with like racism in the music industry. It's a really great documentary. Everyone should see it.
I want to watch it. She's like a titan.
Truly. If you like Beyonce and you don't respect Tina, make it make sense. Literally.
No, I mean, she could just stand, just her alone in a stadium. Mm-hmm. Just like, and she just had that.
Yes.
Like the videos of her just in the middle of a stadium with like no like big production, just her alone.
Yeah.
It's like unheard insane. Of. It's like very Freddie Mercury. Like the two of them kind of have that same like just raw star wattage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Check it out. I just peeked at the QAnon doc, but I'm not going to watch that. I don't care enough about it.
I watched the first episode. I have to say that was... I haven't seen the second one, so maybe it gets a little... But I felt kind of murky and like weirdly soft on the people. And I know it's like a documentary has to be unbiased, but it felt a little like... I was like, these people, because there's very big figures in the QAnon movement that they interview, and I was like, these people helped fan, like, terrorism.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I don't know. It felt a little, like, gushy.
Yeah. I'm also feeling, like, very fragile this month, so I could be, like, coaxed to be on the
don't
dark side.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah, you don't want to be turned.
Yeah, could you imagine? Like, that's what turns me.
You would never be Q.
No, never. I don't think that I could never be that committed.
No. Well, no, but I mean, you just would be, you'd be like, you're all nerds.
Yeah, but also they're like, question everything. I'm like, I don't have time to question everything. Sometimes I need to just be like, just take things as they are, you know? They're like, question everything. I'm like, no, sometimes I need to just like literally just be like, can you pre-read this? I can't. Like, I just, if you say it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I would, I mean, if you want to just like, when you're feeling a little more, things are feeling less doomy in the world, I would definitely maybe take it for a spin.
Oh, that sounds like that'll happen. Okay. That'll happen sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The way things are going.
Yeah. Really great.
Speaking of, Alan versus Pharaoh, that's something we were both.
Yeah, you were texting me about it.
Yeah, I finished it. You know, the you guys should see it. It's Alan versus Pharaoh, just so anyone's not aware. It's Woody Allen's story, not his story, but the story of him and Mia Farrow meeting, and I didn't realize that she had all those kids
the minds
before
of their relationship. Yeah, she had children with Andre Previn, who was a famous musician.
I didn't even know who he was.
He was like a big composer, musician, like very cool. Like, and then she had like two kids with him, and then she adopted some kids.
Wait, is Rosemary's Baby Roman Polanski?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh wow. Lots of proximity to creeps.
That's hard. It's painful because you know how much I love that movie and you love that movie and like it's
oh yeah, I'll still watch it, whatever. It's a great movie. It's a holiday film.
Yeah.
Rosemary's Baby is a holiday film.
You always say that.
Argue with your feet. I'm not having it. Okay.
Yeah. It's an all any time of day movie for me. I could watch that.
I love the way that the apartment's decorated.
Oh, it's just the most, it's also just the most like New York movie.
Yes.
And it's weird that he directed it because it's actually like the lesson of the movie is men are bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like women are need to like not be with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a lot of proximity to creeps though. That's kind of.
Well, it kind of went from the phone calls that were featured in the documentary and the between her and Woody. And it kind of reminded me of Rosemary's Baby. Like the way she was being gaslit by everyone and how he had all these people on his side and they were all sort of pulling the wool over her eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I was talk about being shocked. Like I knew that he had done something. I trusted that he did assault his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that that had happened, but to know the details was just like, yeah. It was pretty
horrific.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah. I blame everybody except for the kids in it. Just because I feel like Mia even like led on that had so many, red flags and she ignored them along the way. And the fact that she like admitted them, she was like, yeah, I really should have known after the first time. And I'm like, the fuck?
Well, when she had that therapist friend call her out of the blue and be like, hey, I saw Woody was very intense with Dylan.
That's
and
so
I think
creepy.
That there's something. And she was kind of like, oh.
Well.
And I was like, and I think that she, to her credit, she's admitting that. And she's, I think this documentary was sort of her like atoning to Dylan in a way.
Can I
like,
just being part say, of it and, I think it's a little weird when anybody wants to have that many kids.
Yeah.
That there's something going on there when you want to have that many kids and you like, how could you do that alone? You're going to bring people into their lives. You have to be super, what's the word I'm looking
wealthy.
For? Well, wealthy, but like,
which she was, yeah.
But talk about like a background check when you bring anyone into this many people's lives. It's not like if you're like one kid, she had like eight. And you think
like,
one man might be molesting one of them? You got eight lives. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I think Woody
off.
Was. Yeah, I mean it's you can't imagine a working actor, man or woman, with that many kids Mm-mm. can give. Who's probably on set a lot, traveling a lot, doing press, like out in the limelight. Like it's hard to give that many. It's hard to give any kid one kid attention.
Yeah.
So it's like And I think clearly with Woody, even from the before when they were describing their relationship when things were good, and the way he talked about the adopted children, he was like very uncaring about them.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Like, I don't want to associate with them. If I'm gonna have a kid, I want it to be a white girl,
basically
who's blonde. Yeah, I mean that was not really addressed that much, but he's clearly fucking racist,
yeah.
And I think he saw Suni as like, oh, she's not really her kid. That's how he saw it, even though
she was.
She was. But he was like, oh, I can do this because she's so many layers.
Yeah.
And then what really freaked me out was Moses Pharos going from
completely
very much on Mia's side to suddenly like, so do you think he was offered money?
I think he had to have been. Did they say that he was like, wasn't his education like, contingent on, or no, that was Ronan's said that, like his, but so then I think they probably added that in order to kind of spice
persuade him
or color the situation to be like imply that that's what the situation with what's his name, Moses.
Yeah, I mean it was sad, like clearly he was craving like a father.
Yeah.
But and Woody probably took advantage of that. I mean, he's a fucking evil person.
Truly. How I used like to watch
calls,
Woody Allen movies.
Yeah, of course. But like his phone, the way he talked to her in those phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't even know how to tape. What? And then he hangs up and he's like, did you get that on tape?
I can't.
And his coughing.
Yeah.
He's always going.
It's a tick.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Lion ass.
You're not watching The Real World, are you? No, that's right. You're not watching the... You should watch it.
I know. I heard there's like a there was like an important discussion going on.
It's good.
On their most recent one.
It's real good. Paramount Plus is really good just in general because it has now, they have like all of the shows that we were obsessed with from Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
Like Are You Afraid of the Dark? All that.
Pete and Pete.
Pete and I Salute Your Shorts.
Yes.
Literally like the whole Rugrats, all of it. They have it all streaming.
Okay. I mean, I'm waiting for them to start streaming Heathers, which was on the Paramount Network that I wrote. Oh, on.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that to happen.
Is that coming? Or are you just waiting?
No, it's not going to happen.
Oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, sorry.
I'm waiting like...
You're going to be waiting.
In a bratty way. Yeah.
Gun violence. You're going to be waiting for a minute.
Yeah. But that's great. And I'm going to... So what was the conversation? It was a conversation about race, right?
Yeah, it's about pretty much it's like that's the overarching theme. But I don't want to give too much away if you haven't seen it. Definitely
okay.
Check it
all
out.
Right, I'm gonna watch.
Get the trial.
Yeah. All right.
Get the trial.
Get the trial.
Listen, I want to talk about Real Housewives of Dallas, and
okay.
They're all scumfucks. Everyone except for Tiffany.
Speaking of scumfuck.
Yeah. Well, actually,
I love Tiffany.
Before we leave, let's talk a little bit about Jersey and segue into that. So,
okay,
one of my favorite episodes of one of my favorite seasons of Jersey, and nothing's really. I mean, stuff is happening, but at the same time, nothing's happening, and I love them when nothing is like. I could watch Dolores sit in her backyard.
And what can they do? They're just in COVID.
Yeah. Well, actually, you wouldn't know it by looking at the show.
Yeah.
Not a mask in sight. Fuck. And maybe that's why I like it so much. It's the first Housewives show that's come out where I'm like, it looks like it was filmed in the before times. Like, these women don't give a fuck.
Brazen. I mean, that's Jersey for you.
I love it. Yeah. But I just would watch them do nothing all day. This pool party, Beverly Hills wants what Jersey has. They want like...
Beverly Hills needs to take a lot of notes from New Jersey. I think they're sort of like almost... mirror twins,
yeah,
in a way.
Really?
Like they're like the opposites of each other. Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay. So. Mirror twins, that's what. Okay,
like one is they're each other's like Jekyll and Hyde,
spy almost. Versus spy.
Yes. And I think Beverly Hill could learn a thing or two from them.
Okay, yeah, definitely,
in terms of being, because it came out kind of at the same time, almost similarly.
Yeah, well, Jersey
so
was
it's
first.
Like, well, like Jersey was 2 years before, but like, yeah. Around that, like they both have been on for a while and they both need. And Jersey just keeps the drama.
Except Beverly Hills thinks it's a good show.
Yeah, that's
the kicker. Jersey, like they, name one of the other franchises who could just in the middle of the week have a pool party at their house and invite over random people, and all the men show up and the women, and then they all get fucked up on tequila, and one of them almost vomits. Like, name another.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it.
Potomac.
That
could.
Doesn't.
I could see. You
Potomac,
know.
Potomac. Mm-hmm. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Potomac has what, like, they have, but they do, they're kind of similar in that they just have this ability to, like, the characters are so good. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it doesn't matter where they are, like you said, like, yeah. They could just be sitting in their chairs in the backyard.
Yes.
Shooting the shit.
Shit.
But they're so compelling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just like, hell yes.
Yeah.
And Beverly Hills needs, like, things to happen, external things.
Yeah.
Jersey doesn't really need that much.
Yeah, I'm really worried about Beverly Hills. I mean, if you can't travel, well, that's your whole thing. That's all you do is shop and travel. Are they an online shop?
I'm looking
forward
to Kathy Hilton being on.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Because, you know, she's going to, like, put Kyle down all the time. And
could be interesting. We'll see. I don't know. I just, I'm tired. I have fatigue.
You have pandemic fatigue and housewives fatigue.
Beverly
Hills fatigue.
Beverly Hills fatigue, for sure. Well, let's cut over to the B-side so we can talk some of this on the bonus. Guys, please... Go to the patreon.com/thebelist and not the Patreon, it's patreon.com/thebelist and subscribe to the bonus episodes there. I think it's $5 a month. So we can talk more there. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Dallas. I want to talk about DeAndra. She is terrifying. You know, yeah, Margaret's friends with her. And
no way.
Yeah, they're friends. I Margaret like has a lot of the friends because she's approachable. You know, Margaret's like a very nice person. Yeah. But Margaret was like, oh, you should have Deandra on. And I was like, I don't know. I don't really want to talk to Deandra. Maybe I do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to.
I want to talk
to Margaret every day of the week. I'm good. Like, but Deandra, I just.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by her.
Yeah. They try really hard, the Dallas women. Like Carrie Brittingham. Could you imagine having her on a podcast? What would she.
Wait, are we doing the B list right now? The B side.
Okay,
right
yeah, we're gonna cut over. Okay. Carrie, tell people where to follow you on social media. Tell me about your podcast.
I'm on eCario on Twitter and Instagram, and then you can listen to the podcast I co-host, Sex Unique Podcasts. It's on every streaming podcast thing, and there's a Patreon there. We do reader mail, bonus episodes. Get into it.
Maybe live shows. Get into it. When live shows, if the world reopens.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to have you come on if we go to New York or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully that will happen. We were supposed to go on tour last year. We did one show of the whole tour.
That would be so iconic if I walked up and got booed off the stage.
No. They would freak. I'm sure all the people that listen to it listen to you and love you, so.
Maybe. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Everyone, you know where to find me. Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. Pet Shop Boy on Cameo. _PetShopBoy on Twitter. I don't really
I'm on Cameo too.
You're on Cameo. Right. What are you?
Carrie O'Donnell.
Check me out on Twitter. Every once in a while I just fight with random gays on Twitter when the spirit.
You're a good Twitter.
Yeah, when the spirit calls me.
Mm-hmm.
There was some
the Holy Ghost
white gay last night.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I was gonna respond.
Oh, did you see my
fuck? Yeah, let's talk about it. I want to talk about that.
Okay. Meet us over on the B-list, guys. We're going to talk about the fight that I started on Twitter last night. All right, bye.
Bye.